love one another.
Thanks, Pat. Let's pray. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each and every heart be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So that friends thing. This is a difficult passage of scripture to kind of settle if you're trying to look for good examples of what it means to be a friend. Because if you do what I say, we are friends, doesn't work in friendship. The whole lay down your life for a friend, beautiful. You didn't choose me, I chose you. Jesus' relationship with the disciples is different than friends. I know he calls it friends, and maybe we need just a different word there. There is kindness and giving and goodness there. But it's not exactly friendship. The relationship is different. When we're in relationships with people, whether we're friends or it's romantic or whatever it is, we show love for them. And there's the love is sort of this equal thing. It doesn't demand any more from the other person. And I know relationships are difficult. I've been through difficulty in relationships. You probably have too. And I did learn something. Maybe it was a long time ago, and it doesn't always work. But here's a question. What's your love language? To which you might go, I've heard of that. Or you might go, what? What are you talking about? Love language. It's not a Bible thing. It could be a Bible thing, and it's from a book written by someone who uses the Bible in a lot of different writings. But Gary Chapman, not the country singer, but the author, wrote The Five Love Languages. It was a 1995 book. There's over 11 million copies in print of this. It's a perennial bestseller, and there's a whole bunch of updates. It's been updated to be pretty much the same book, but with a few things added over the years. And there's also books, The Five Love Languages of Couples, The Five Love Languages of Teens, The Five Love Languages of Children, The Five Love Languages in the Workplace. There's even a coloring book, The Five Love Languages coloring book, and after church, I've got a sample page from the coloring book, so you can take the Five Love Languages coloring book sample page and color it and put it on your refrigerator or bring it back here and we'll make a wall decoration of all of it, of all the coloring things. Here's the five love languages. Words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. Those of you who noticed I couldn't keep the pinky down there. Acts of service, physical touch. Not everyone speaks the same language. So identifying your love language and the language of love that is with the person that you're in a relationship, it can make things a lot better. And that's us. We're about making things better. So why wouldn't we want to know about this? Words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, physical touch. It's more than just a one-line thing, and I encourage you to read that book, or we can have a conversation more about it. Just know that identifying what works for you and what works for your partner is very helpful in relationships. It makes things better. So, as the church, wanting to make things better, knowing this part here, how do we be a caring community of Christ and make things better? How do we be a people of prayer and action and make things better? How do we be a beacon of hope, justice, and peace and make things better? Jesus gives us a great little line here at the end of today's reading. Love one another. So how do you do that? Well, you just follow the love languages, everything. It's like in a book. It all works. No. How do you love one another? Maybe it's simple. Or maybe you love one another by doing different things that might identify with one of these love languages. Like how about helping to cook, clean, wash dishes, take out the garbage, and do laundry at home? Do you ever consider that that can be something that shows love? For some of you, you're like, yes. And others are like, why would that show love? Well, it identifies your love language might be the same or different than that. How about helping to weed and tend to our flower beds, the memory garden, the lawn? Does that show love? Sure does, especially when you come here at 9 in the morning and there's an event going on and you can't mow the lawn. And then you come back later. Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Pat. There was an event here yesterday, the Reclaim 13 run. And there was, if you came by the building, there was a bouncy house and people and everything all over the place going on here, right? It was a pretty big affair. We were just a location for it. How about supporting our benevolence with financial gifts? Does that show love? Yeah, it sure does. Continue supporting St. Paul's United Church of Christ with our finances, our time, our talent. That shows love. Maybe getting involved with or re-involved with after a number of years with something like Meals on Wheels. That still happens, and people still need meals brought to their homes. Meals on Wheels still happens in Downers Grove. Helping to feed a friend. Mowing and trimming a neighbor's lawn. Spending time listening to a friend who really needs to talk. Donating blood. Donating organs, signing up for that. There are no more weeks. Is how many more weeks until choir rehearsals stop? Are we done or we got another couple weeks? Done? Okay, so for the fall, join the choir, bell choir, or praise band. Praise band still happens in the summer, right? Provide music over the summer. We've got special music opportunities. Or how about this? I get requests occasionally, and it's hard for me to say yes because I don't know if we can fulfill that promise that I've made. But how about providing transportation to church or other places for folks who no longer drive or lack a vehicle? Can we start a transportation ministry here? Can we get 6 or 7 people who could do that on a regular basis? There's praying and acting. That's one of the vision statements. Being bold and giving our prayers legs. How about further than that? How about being better stewards of our planet? Start undertaking some more green initiatives. Did you know that with all of this roof space, we could put solar panels on the church that would pay for themselves? Might take a little while, but they would pay for themselves in savings on electricity over their lifespan, or much shorter than their lifespan. About donating to and working for Habitat for Humanity. We haven't talked about Habitat for a while. You want to get even bigger? First Congregational Church, I think, is planning a trip to Puerto Rico to help there. Or we could plan our own trip to Guatemala or Honduras. We could do that. We're small, but we could get 6, 7, 8 people and take a trip and make a difference, showing love. Love one another. Simply, you could come to the June 24th barbecue or all kinds of other events that we're planning in the life of our church for our 125th anniversary. You could visit folks that you've been meaning to visit. You could host a coffee hour. Easy things. You could donate stock to the church. Where did that come from? Well, I mean, you could do that. That's time, talent, resources. You could help to organize or plan to attend a spiritual support group for mental health here. You could pick up a book and read it, and then we'll have a book study for the Blessed Are the Crazy book that we have there, written by my friend Sarah Lund. You could include St. Paul's UCC in your will. Or that idea that you've been thinking of that you know is going to help the church, you could bring that to a council meeting or write it down and say, what if we did this? A lot of what if thinking can help us, can be something where we all are showing love for one another. You could paint on the peace mural. It hasn't been painted for several weeks. I know that I got sick, but we have to spend some more time on that one. The second peace mural is getting close to being finished. Maybe you could start or join some kind of mental health ministry here at St. Paul's. We've teamed up with NAMI, and we have other opportunities that we can do on our own. Maybe any one of us could organize or attend a trip to help the night ministry in Chicago. Maybe you could just support or attend something like Crop Walk in the fall, or Walk for a Cure, the March of Dimes Walk. You could attend a mental health first aid. You could vote so many different ways that we can show love for one another, and not all of them will resonate with you as the way to do it, but something on there probably does. And you can think of a number of other things to show love for one another collectively and love for one another as individuals. Maybe there's some others. You can sponsor a child. I know there's lots of different ones that we do. We've got Common Hope that we use. The UCC has a child sponsorship, ucc.org/child-sponsorship. You could donate to the Mental Health Network or the Disabilities Network. When there's a disaster, I know that we always respond with that. You can give toward disaster response. You can get involved in ecological justice or healthcare justice. On June 24th, when we have the picnic, you could come to church even earlier and head over to the train station with me for blessing people as they go to the Pride Parade. I have an additional 3 posters that I need 3 more people to hold those at the train station with me as we ask people if they want a blessing on their way to the parade. Loving one another is, it's a journey. Loving one another is something that doesn't stop. And I hope that you can't even identify a start, that it just is ongoing. And loving one another isn't exclusively Christian. I get that. Loving one another is a human thing. So let's be about the human thing. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, let's show love for one another. And let me close with the words of someone who isn't a Christian, but definitely is a person of great wisdom. It's from the Dalai Lama. Because we all share this planet, Earth, we have to learn to live in harmony and peace with each other and with nature. This is not just a dream, but a necessity. We are dependent on each other in so many ways that we can no longer live in isolated communities and ignore what is happening outside those communities. Love one another. Amen.